Our final article this month is about the pop artist Andy Warhol. You've seen his portrait of Marilyn Monroe 1,000 times, the cans of soup, but Warhol's legacy goes far beyond his paintings. A look at the prolific times of a pop art genius.
Pop art. Andy Warhol embodies the American dream, a child of Slovak immigrants who became rich and famous. Born in Pittsburgh in 1928, he moved to New York when he was 23, changed his name from Andrew Warhola, and began a highly successful career as a commercial illustrator for magazines such as Vogue. Around the same time in the early 1950s, a new art movement was emerging, pop art, which used elements of popular culture such as comics and advertisements. In 1961, Warhol seized his opportunity, jumping from commercial to fine arts with his iconic reproductions of Campbell's soup cans.
Mass production. More than any other pop artist, Warhol understood the role of imagery in today's consumer society. His paintings celebrated the iconic and instantly recognizable. $100 bills, Coca-Cola bottles, Marilyn Monroe. But some thought his artistic methods were too close to the mass production of consumer goods. At the factory, his New York studio, Warhol and his assistants used silkscreen printing to make multiple copies of his works. Was he really an artist, critics asked, or a businessman chasing profit?
Top influencer. The factory was an art studio, but also a social hotspot. Hollywood stars, rock gods, intellectuals, and novelists all came to Warhol's parties, film screenings, and movie shoots. A friend of musicians such as Bob Dylan, Mick Jagger, and David Bowie, he also styled and managed cult rock band The Velvet Underground. He designed their debut album cover, a yellow banana sticker you could peel off. Warhol also designed album covers for The Rolling Stones and John Lennon. In 1971, David Bowie even wrote a song about him.
Fame monster. Obsessed with celebrity since he was a child, it wasn't enough for Warhol to surround himself with the famous people whose portraits he'd painted. He decided to create his own Warhol superstars, a bunch of social outcasts, drag queens, transgenders, drug addicts, as well as aspiring actors and writers that he would transform into stars through his experimental movies. A line attributed to him reads, "In the future, everyone will be world famous for 15 minutes." At the time, it seemed a ridiculous statement, but looking back now from the age of social media stardom, he was a visionary.
Multimedia man. Andy Warhol wanted to be everywhere. He started a magazine in which he interviewed film and fashion stars, published several books, created two TV shows, and even starred in TV adverts for Levi Jeans. One could even say he pioneered reality TV with his experimental movies showing people's ordinary lives, such as the 6-hour-long film Sleep, showing his lover fast asleep. Was it all just an obsessive pursuit of fame and fortune? Or was he truly an artistic genius? Difficult to say, but one thing's for sure. Everything about the man and his methods made him the model of modern-day success.